Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby stickies. He's with 50 as a hot pork turtles in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater in Hollywood in the year 2015 on Tuesday, January 6th, Degrees of Separation. Oh, it's going to be so much simpler this year to just come up with one of those each week instead of having to make that big, long ass. But be sure to get your 2014 Wolf of Wall Street, etc. shirts at DougLoveShirts.com. I went through a whole year of it just so that we could make a shirt at the end. That's not the initial intent, but that's what ended up happening. Spokane, Washington, I'm doing a stand-up at the Knitting Factory this Friday, January 9th. Bring your name tags. Los Angeles, Saturday night, I'm a guest on the All Things Comedy podcast taping at the Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard. So come out to that. I think it's like $10 to get in. And Sunday, I'm doing a members-only TV interruption. You guys know what's on TV Sunday? It's very important stuff that I'm going to interrupt at CineFamily. So go to cinefamily.org to become a member and find out more about that. Tomorrow, Wednesday, January 7th at 4:15 Pacific Standard Time, Getting Doug with High goes live again. We just did it a couple days ago with some Swedes that got a mixed reaction. yesterday, what I mean, felt like a couple days ago. We go live again on my YouTube channel, like I said, tomorrow, Wednesday, January 7th at 4:15 Pacific Standard Time with a new guest and one of your favorites, a favorite guest. So yeah, that's the biggest clue I'm going to give. Prize bag. Holy crap. So much good stuff in the prize bag. It's one of those prize bags that started off like, yeah, that's not going to be great. And then, wow, it really turned a corner. It starts, of course, with an Apologies to Put Your Hands Together t-shirt. Because that you can also get at DougLoveShirts.com. Because I have a feeling I'm going to be saying that again tonight. We'll see. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to say it. I threw this in the bag because I just didn't know how good of a bag it was going to be. I wanted something awesome in the bag. So I put in a Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen mug. I had to go on that show to get this mug, you guys. So, yeah, that's like a battle scar or something right there. I had a good time, though. They reran it recently. I guess I think I was pretty high when I was on it. just speculating. Oh shit, something fell out. Douglas Movies t-shirt. We got a lighter from Chameleon Glass, and then the rest of the stuff we got to go through with the gentleman that brought all this stuff. I've been trying to make this happen, this episode, I've been trying to make happen since July, but it is never too late for a Guardians of the Galaxy episode of Doug Loves Movies. Please give it up for James Gunn, Sean Gunn, and Michael Rooker. Let's introduce them individually, starting on the far end there, the co-writer and singular director of Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn, everybody. This is a real leave their mics on the table crowd. I love it. You guys are just like, I'll pick it up when I need it. I'm not some needy comedian.
I was just wondering, why does mine have more bumps on it than theirs?
Yours has more bumps? That's Michael Rooker, everybody. Yeah.
That's the one you shoved up your ass the last time you were on this show, Rooker.
Your mom and dad's in the audience. Stop it, James.
That is true. My mom and dad are right there, Doug.
Yeah. And
I hope there's a lot of pot talk tonight, is what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure they're also parents of Sean Gunn is here, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
That's awesome. You got right back on the program. Good man.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm here for. And, you know, we'll try to get you a better microphone next time.
Remember that time
two and
we
a
were
half years from now?
When we were on here with Rooker and we did the Leonard Maltin game with mm-hmm. Michael Rooker movies
mm-hmm.
and Rooker couldn't get a single answer right.
Yeah.
That's true.
It was tricky.
I don't remember.
I'm trying
things.
To simplify it for this appearance tonight. We'll see how it goes. Michael,
very
what's your favorite
simple.
Color? Wrong. The prize bag goes to. But Sean Gunn is, he plays Michael Rooker, or Yondu's sidekick henchman character in the in Guardians of the Galaxy, and also was the on-set guy acting like Rocket the Raccoon.
Correct.
Rocket Raccoon. So you were like on your knees pretending to be him?
Yeah, for a lot of it I was on my knees.
With like Bradley Cooper on a cell phone?
That's why he's in the
saying
second
the
one.
Shit? But yeah, that's a interesting. Aren't there scenes where your character and Rocket are both in the scene?
There's a couple of moments where we're both there, and yeah, on those days I really was doing double duty. I would be in my wardrobe as Kraglin in the jumpsuit, the Scarlet Ravager jumpsuit, and then I would go and be Rocket and try to crouch down and do it like that.
What'd you wear when you were Rocket?
Usually I wore a delightful green leotard. That was really, I'm not trying to brag, but it was really sexy. It looked really good.
It was like all the way up on your head, too.
Yeah.
Like the Oompa Loompas in the TV section.
Yeah, it was also had a, I forget what they call it, the hood thing.
It was,
with
so,
the yeah. face
it was
up.
So tight you can make out the folds in his anus.
The sexy folds in my anus.
Mom, Dad, how's it going so far? I'm gonna just jump around tonight because I'm so full of Guardians of the Galaxy thoughts that I've been having since July when I tried to put this together then, and I want to start with something I just thought of, which is. So Joss Whedon read your first draft and said, you know, this isn't James Gunn enough. Like, you should put more of yourself into it.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, and so then you did it again, and that's when you wrote the line about the Jackson Pollock painting.
No.
That's what I'm guessing. That was already in the script?
No. I made up that line on set.
Okay, good.
So that was actually, the first half of that line is an improv by Chris, where Chris says, you know, he looks around the room and says, you know, you should see what it looked like in here if we had a black light. And then I thought of the Jackson Pollock line, and I ran up and whispered in Chris's ear and then say, it looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. And so that was just a combination of improv of the both of us, which was, you know, a fair amount of stuff that Chris and I do is like that.
And Sean ad-libbed a very funny line as Rocket that got in the movie.
Yeah.
On set, he's the one that said, what did you just do? Rooker, you are such a mixer. He knocked my silly little bottle water lid on the floor. Like, yeah, that's, I don't need this here. All right, like I said, I'm going to jump around a lot.
Can we get back to funny things that I've said in the past? It's a short list.
That's why. Yeah. What did you ad-lib in the movie that got in?
Oh, believe me, he isn't allowed to ad-lib on set.
Wait, so in the script it says bully 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 bully
bully bully. But this is true. We have all that ubuya buya stuff on set, and that's me going, I'm like, Rooker, say a bully baga bada bada. And then Rooker is trying to translate whatever I say. But he's like, so disrespectful. So disrespectful when another person talks.
Wow, you must feel like you're directing an Every Which Way But Loose movie.
Yeah,
him on the set.
Yeah, Clyde. He's my own personal Clyde.
What I appreciate about Michael Rooker is he's played some of the scariest characters in screen history. But when he goes out as himself, he puts on a jaunty hat that says, I'm a nice guy. That is not like a racist hat. That's not like a fucking murderer hat. I've never seen a murderer in that hat.
This is a nice hat.
Yeah. I like it. Just like you're a hat. But when you're Michael Rooker, you're a hat guy.
I like hats.
And then in movies, you're a hat guy only depending on if a scene needs it.
Depends on what hat I'm
wearing.
In
Guardians, you just have like what looks like a block of gold just on the tape to the top of your head. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like you have a gold bar just on the top of your head. And I was like, that's for emergencies. That's his like... that's his mad money.
If he wants to go to the movies.
Yeah, in that time, probably in that galaxy,
that's kinda cool.
The movies are probably pricey. Do they even have movie
theaters?
Took
about an hour to put on.
Like, is your character, has Yondu ever gone to the movies?
Why?
Do you think that's part of his experience? And do you think he'd fuck with the movie and make his little thing go...
I think
like, fly all over the screen like somebody would do with a laser?
I think... I always thought Yondu really enjoyed Earthlings and all the stuff they do.
The trappings
like,
of Earth.
You know, to go into the movies, you know, sex. Stuff like that.
So Sean brought for the prize bag a picture of him himself holding a cat. It's very serious and...
Don't everyone slide over that at once.
So that's what put this prize bag over the top. But then also, Rooker got really creative and brought a... because the apocalypse did happen in this area first, he brought the Georgia Hunting Seasons and Regulations Guide from when the apocalypse went down in 2012. And then, of course, he signed it. So that's a... upsetting piece of memorabilia from everybody's favorite racist walker killer. And then he also brought a cute little fun toy that he signed from Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a... what is it?
It's
Yondu is one of the characters.
It's a Toys R Us exclusive. Guardians of the Galaxy, Yondu and Sakaaran Scum Trooper.
And together in one box.
Together
in
one box.
It's a twofer toy.
It's a twofer, yeah.
Every year we have a white elephant party for Christmas in my house where everyone has to bring a $30 gift. And every year Rooker brings something free of himself. That he got either like a walking
dead. I consider it to be more like $70, so I'm doing them a favor.
And then Michael also brought a poster, a Guardians poster, and then, holy shit, you guys. I did not know that this toy existed, and it's a bummer. Have you guys seen this? The Rocket Raccoon face mask where they brag on the back, mouth opens, eyebrows raise, ears move, and it's like move jaw to activate. And I sat there looking at it, moving my jaw for the longest time. But then, it's so hard to show everybody, but when you move his jaw, look what his eyebrows go up and his ears, like he does more emoting in this mask than he does in. Although there's a few scenes where he does that, where he's like.
It's interesting because he's got the metal plate on his head, which was from an early design that we never used in the movie. But obviously, that's what the toy company had when they made
the mask. Yeah, because all the shit was on his back when he was when Star-Lord saw him with his shirt off. He saw that weird shit, but yeah, none on his head. That is crazy. So that's in the prize bag, you guys. All three of you should sign that for sure. And whoever wins it is set for, oh, look at you with a bigger Sharpie. Whoever wins it is set for Halloween next year. So that's kind of exciting. Just get down on your knees and put that mask on. And
By the way, that's not just a Guardians of the Galaxy poster.
Oh, what is it?
That is, why don't you get it out? Can you get it out?
Yeah, I can get it out.
Unravel it.
Oh, it's just a Yondu poster. It's Yondu, like there's no other characters in the film.
Bully, 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 bully. That's a Yondu poster looking very macho and cool.
Yeah,
and,
holy shit. It's like somebody went, hey, Yondu, pose with that orb. You finally got the orb, pose with it. He's like, I'm going to put a fucking foot up on the thing, look, like I'm thinking about the
if
orb.
If you look real close, I think the legs and the waist are from a different photo. And,
yeah,
and they sort of.
It does look.
It
you
together,
look
right?
A little bit like you've been in a car wreck.
I don't
the bottom
think,
half of your body's a little broken.
I never posed like this.
Yeah,
I don't think I would
have pointed that out when we were doing the posters, but no one noticed. So
No one cares.
No one cares about the Yondu poster.
It's just a pose.
That's we're just doing that for Rooker to feel good.
That's for the shooting range.
No, as I understand it, none of the other characters had a poster. That's not true. I think I've seen some of the others.
They had some, but they never put them out.
Oh, okay. But spoiler alert, Yondu and his sidekick...
Craglin.
Yeah. You said it earlier. I should have been on it from that, but...
Thanks for
remembering. Is it said out loud much in the movie?
No.
says the writer. No, it's not.
I don't even think I ever call you a name.
So, yeah, so it's hard for me to remember.
I do Craglin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's another thing I love is that when we first see you on the screen early on in the movie, the conversation you have with Star-Lord is the exact same, it's almost word for word the same conversation you have later in the movie when you're confronting each other. And it's great because the first time you say it, it's all kind of tossed off in a way that's hard to remember. So it's almost like a really great way of saying to everybody, well, let's remind you of their situation and how he will not let it go.
He doesn't let it go.
That he keeps bringing it up.
He thinks he's so great that he didn't eat that kid, that he keeps bringing it up every, you know, his entire life.
So nice of me to not have you for dinner.
Yes,
I was such a good guy to you. And here's how you repay me.
Yeah, they wanted to eat
you. But it's like any other parent. Don't you think? If you're not in by 10, if you crash my car, here are the keys.
My mom is laughing harder than anyone at that about not eating, about how funny it is to not eat your children. That's scary.
That's because mom just wants to be nice to people.
Yeah, thanks for not eating.
She's a people pleaser, Brian. She's trying to make Rooker feel good.
Yeah.
She likes me.
Do you have a favorite between these two? Do you guys have
who's
a favorite?
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite?
Your kids?
Who's your favorite son?
We're both the last two on the list, I think.
How many total?
He's my favorite oldest, and he's my favorite youngest.
Oh,
look at you!
Favorite oldest and favorite youngest. What a diplomat.
Five what?
He said how many total, and Dad said five. There's six of us, Dad.
No, there's four, five boys.
Oh, okay.
five boys and one that, you know, if we were Chinese, might have been a different, played out differently.
We shouldn't talk to my parents too much, because some dark shit's going to come out if we...
Yeah, they already are writing one off, and... Yeah.
I grew up, my room, my bedroom was next to my parents' room, and I had to listen to my parents have sex my whole... That's true. That's
and
true.
Let's go to the clip. We have a clip true. Of that. But seriously, what we do
I've
have...
been waiting until now to get back at them for that. Holding on to that nugget.
Well, I don't know how you're going to react to this request, James, but you did the actual, as I've been told, so far everything I've been told has been correct, you did the dancing for the baby Groot tree that appears at the end of the film.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, you did the motion capture of the dancing.
Well, motion reference.
Motion reference. So could you do a little of that for us?
Is this on film?
Do it, man.
No, it's just for this audience.
Do it.
Most people are going to be listening and wondering what the fuck is happening.
Join in.
Here we go. That'll be a great vine for somebody in the audience.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Are we filming it? And then look at this shit over here. Fuck.
I meant I'm not filming it.
It's already online, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
Did you guys take still pictures or vining or videoing? What were you doing?
Combination.
Oh, shit. You're in all media with that little dance. But that was awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Do people still vine? Is that still a thing? Do people still do that?
I do it on occasion. Sometimes I'll make a vine of the proceedings here, but it didn't dawn on me to vine you while you were dancing, but that was awesome. We should have had Rooker should have played Drax and like done the take where you have to stop.
I thought about getting him to do that, but only after he stood up.
Too elaborate.
He wanted to dance. Yeah.
Yeah. Why, somebody brought this up online, what difference would it make if Drax saw a little Groot tree dancing? Is he trying to keep it a secret that he's sentient or whatever?
Because that turns Drax on and little Groot, baby Groot knows. No, because...
he doesn't need that guy coming on to
him.
There
was actually...
He's a little branch.
There was actually a scene that we cut from the movie where Big Groot was dancing to Living Thing by ELO, and it wasn't such an elaborate dance. It was more he was just moving up and down like this, and Drax was dismissive and gave him this look like he's a loser when he did that.
Like, yeah, dancing's not part of his life at all.
Yeah.
There's no reason to dance ever.
It's ludicrous to Drax. I don't think
he understands. He's with Lithgow in the Footloose scenario.
Yeah, he is. He would. If Drax owned a town, if he was a mayor, the first law would be no dancing. But yeah, so at the end of the movie, little baby Groot didn't want to get caught dancing because he would kill him.
Also, it raises the...
Right, because he did have a knife in his hand.
It raises the adorableness factor a little bit, too, I think.
Right, to get caught and then start up again.
Yeah,
having a reason to stop and then keep going.
No little mischievous. Why Drax would be upset. I never really thought of it. I just think he would be irritated.
But you're going to give these guys work again right away, right? Their characters are going to be in the...
They'll be back in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Yeah.
And
back.
You're not going to pull this nonsense like they did on a recent TV series that I won't name where Rooker's character went away for far too long with no good explanation.
Yeah.
When he came back, it was for not enough time.
I totally remember that.
I told Rooker, I pitched the opening of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 to Rooker, which is going to be a close-up on Yondu's face. And we're slowly going to pull back, and his head is going to be on a stake.
I bet he did not like that.
Every time Rooker bothers me, I say, you know, I've got this great idea for the opening of Guardians 2.
Or you could go the American Beauty route, and he could be dead at the beginning and narrate the whole thing.
I did.
So he'd still get some work.
I did come to these guys at the end of the movie when we shot the last time we... Well, it's not the last time we see the two of them. We see them at the very end of the movie. But where they fly away, you know, as they're looking down on Peter Quill and talking about maybe he wasn't all that bad after all. And I came up to them in the morning and I said, I have an idea. I want you guys, right after you talk about that Peter Quill stuff, I want you to kiss and madly French kiss each other. Like, you've been in love this whole time. And Rooker refused. And Sean said he would do it.
Why wouldn't you do it?
I'm a conservative.
Oh, okay. Also, there would be an extremely good chance it wouldn't get in the movie.
There would be.
I would imagine there'd be people.
Don't
that
count
would
on
say,
that shit.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, if you're going to go for it, then also it doesn't get in the movie. That would suck.
I just wanted to see them make out. It wasn't because of, like.
Yeah, you probably just give that direction every day.
His tongue is really long. He's got a long tongue. It's kind of grossed me out a little bit.
Good kisser, too, as Doug knows.
What about. Sean Gunn, what about the. Are you getting a lot of Gilmore Girls action, attention, because it's on Netflix now?
Yes.
It must be crazy, right?
It kind of is, yeah. I've been recognized.
You kind
more
of moved on from that, and you're in the biggest hit movie in the universe, and then fucking Gilmore Girls.
Back with a vengeance.
Hello.
The Return of Kirk. Yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah, I love that.
It's been crazy. Yeah, I dig it.
I guess
like
the show holds up. I loved it at the time. I haven't looked at it lately, but.
I've never seen it, but I.
That's when everybody talks really, really fast.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah,
I could have never done that show, dude. I could have. Like, wow.
I don't think of you as talking fast on it.
I would not talk fast.
It was just Lorelai and her
we
daughter
had to talk pretty fast. Really, guys, it was faster.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. So you got kind of a little vacation on Guardians after all those years of fast talking. You got to like punch Dave Bautista in the arm.
That was fun.
And then he gives you a look that must have been genuinely terrifying when that happened.
It was genuine, actually.
He really didn't like it. You ad-libbed that?
No, he's
no,
not.
No, that was
It's not terrifying. It's actually the opposite. It's hard to muster up terror because Dave is actually a sweetheart. He's kind of a.
You didn't want to hurt him.
He's very kind, gentle soul.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, I had to, that was acting.
I don't know, man.
He's
I
just
think
so
it's a
huge.
Facade.
Like,
it's
just
facade.
The fact that he would look at you like he was
he's
angry,
enormous.
Even if
he's
it was
not
acting,
so gentle,
would be terrifying.
Well, we did have a. He did protect you from that guy.
Remember?
At the rap party.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
And Dave Bautista, there was a guy at the rap party who was high on some type of drugs. And he was grabbing, like, he
one
grabbed
ladies,
a couple
right?
girls.
Yeah.
And he grabbed one of Zoe's doubles' ass. And Sean got in his face, but the guy was about a foot taller. I mean, he was like 6'7" or something. And Sean got in his face, and they were about to get into a fight. And I ran over there to see what was up. And somebody told Dave, and the guy came up and got in Dave's face. And Dave just took his hand. I'm serious. He has actual superpowers because he just took his hand and kind of went like this. For those of you that are listening, I'm just slowly pressing my hand forward, and he just knocked him like this, and the guy flew back about 10 feet.
That is all
and
true.
And that's totally true. And he was like just astounded, and then he left. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I thought the story was going to end with him being very gentle.
Yeah. Well, it was a gentle push.
That was, yeah, he didn't kill the guy.
He gently kicked that guy's ass.
So sweet of him.
It was awesome. He gently
he could have tossed him 20 feet if he'd have used two hands. Oh, that's a great story.
Very, very loving guy.
Sort of thing I'm looking for. I'm trying to get some dirt here. Is there anything you could say that's like a scoop for the part two? Like what it's going to be called?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
That's it? No colon, no subtitle?
No, we actually don't know what it's going to be called. We haven't figured out if it's going to be. It's hard because Guardians of the Galaxy is a lot of words just by itself.
Right. What?
So adding
how
like
about colon,
Guardians
the Winter
of the Galaxy,
Soldier.
Age of. Hey, what?
Just confuse the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Just throw in one that's been used already.
Yeah.
Just go Age of Ultron again
Guardians
or something.
Guardians of the Galaxy Rises, Dawn of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, those eight movies are going to have the longest titles after a while. okay, so that's not a scoop. You guys are the three of you are the only people who know who Star-Lord's dad is, correct? The only three people on Earth?
That's false.
That's incorrect. You don't know?
I don't know.
And
that's
Kevin,
why it's
what's
false.
The guy in charge of Marvel
I
movies?
You know.
No.
What? Kevin Feige.
Well, maybe
yeah.
I know.
Feige?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Feige?
Feige.
That's why I didn't want to pronounce it wrong. You and him are the only ones that know?
No, and Rooker knows.
And Rooker knows.
Yeah. He probably told me at some point. I'm not always.
Yeah, you guys are drunk or something.
I didn't tell you. He didn't care. I told you.
But parents wouldn't care to know.
Yeah, the two of them, Feige, and then maybe a couple of... And now a couple more people know because they know what the basic outline of the second film is. A couple of the Marvel guys. So there's like three or four people that probably know who Star-Lord's dad is now. Yeah.
Do you want to know?
Yeah. No, yes, very much. Rooker. Very much would like to know. You have your honesty hat on. You're wearing the truth cap.
That's right. You ready?
Yes,
ready?
I'm ready.
I forgot. <It's>
not... Rooker wanted a drink before we came out here, and then I talked him into not having a drink, and I don't know if I'm happy.
That reminds
sad.
Me. What was it you wanted? What was it you drink?
Jack and Coke. With
Jack
two
and
limes.
Coke. Somebody get him a Jack and Coke.
Two limes.
You, someone will go and do
me?
That right
what about
now.
Me?
Jack and Coke, two limes.
What do you want? What do you
want? Same thing.
Jack and
Coke. Oh, same thing for Sean.
It's my first mate.
But James and I are good, right?
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because I think they're only going to have two hands, whoever goes and does it. And so far, nobody's gotten up. So
I know.
Nobody's dying.
Maybe
to be
somebody's
that.
Texting.
Nobody's somebody dying to be door. That person. Plus, I don't even know the legality.
Well, there's a bar here. Where would you
there's a bar right next door.
Door.
So you have
door,
to buy
man.
Them
there's
and then just
door.
Run out with them. And then they'd be like, our glasses. And
I could have had it done by now.
But we'll see what happens. Maybe you'll get a drink in time.
We've got 15 of them here in a minute now.
All right. But I'm running a little behind the schedule here.
You're slow. Your talk is slow tonight.
Your talk is slow. Like we're a couple of Indians in old timey.
You know talk
you
fast.
You talk them slow. Me want peace pipe. This is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. And people in the audience brought trinkets, name tags, posters. Some of them figured out you guys would be here. Good detective work. And I need each of you to just stand up and go pick a name tag of who you'd like to play for and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll be right back. We're back, and who are you playing for, Michael?
Real Cupcake. I'm playing for the Cupcake Girl.
Georgetown Cupcake.
My name's
it's,
on the bag.
It's a giant... Oh, her name's on the bag. Her name is Jocelyn. And did you put a shit on the bag or
lovely
something?
Lovely Jocelyn. I'm playing for Jocelyn.
Bag. It's in the bag. Oh, aren't you clever? It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to keep it away from him.
Is it a secret?
It kind of
something
is, yeah.
Or another?
But Georgetown Cupcake sounds delicious. I can't. It's sealed, so I can't see the cupcakes. But do you want to try to open it, or do you want to leave it? Yeah, because those are yours to keep if you want. I guess, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea. I think they're going to be mad. Look at those things,
dude.
Those look amazing.
Don't look. Don't look. They're not good looking.
Hot damn! Those are good looking.
He
cupcakes.
Wants. Rooker wants them all to himself. All right, we were just talking about Vine, so now I have to make one because it reminded me that I should. Who are you playing for, Sean?
I'm playing for Paula and Joe, who are the Germans of the galaxy.
I like it.
All the Germans from the entire galaxy.
And then, let me take that off your hands because... thing on the back that I'll save for later.
And I've got this Tim Riley. Is that your name?
No, that's the shit.
That's what?
Oh, no. You'll see later in the show, James, but the front part is Patrick Adams.
Yeah, Patrick. Patrick Adams, yeah.
All right. Well done, you guys. That's who you're playing for. And I put together, because as James mentioned earlier tonight, the Leonard Maltin game was didn't work out so great for Michael Rooker because he was forced to remember his castmates in films that he did.
Yeah. Rooker's.
Is that what we were doing?
Yeah.
Rooker's chances of winning this game are less than zero. There's no possible
who won the game?
Apologies to the cupcake lady.
I think I was down to the wire, though.
I think, yeah, I think you might
It was between me and Sean.
I think so, maybe.
Right?
But Sean probably won.
Sean won.
I'm guessing.
I did win, I believe.
Yeah,
I
Sean did. Go.
Sean did. He cheated.
Sean won.
And the category was Michael Rooker movies.
So, but to determine who's going to go first in the game tonight, and a very big apologies to put your hands together, to determine who goes first, it's a thing we like to do on the show where, for whatever reason, Mark Wahlberg loves this show and is happy to come by and do a game that we call
Do You Guys Want to Do Some Fucking Life? How you guys fucking doing? You doing good? Woo! Happy fucking New Year, dog.
Hey, yeah, you too, Mark Wahlberg. So,
Oh, I meant to get back to you, James.
Uh-huh. Oh, you meant to get back to him.
I will play Chris Pratt's dad in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh! Star-Lord's father's gonna be...
I'm gonna fucking do it. I turned it down. I shouldn't have turned it down. I'm gonna do it, dude.
All right, so finally the scoop I was looking for. But Mark is going to say a line from a motion picture, and the first one of you that can
kill
say,
a fucking line.
That could say, yeah, he thinks that his performance is better than the original most of the time.
Wow.
But if you know the name of the movie, just say it out loud into your microphone. The first person to guess it will win this game.
Oh, shit.
We're all really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Look, this is going to be a long time. This game's going to take a long time. Rocky.
Okay, we got a pre-guess. Rooker wants to know if it's Rocky, because he likes movies that have a very similar sound to his own name.
It is not Rocky.
Okay.
Ready?
That didn't count for my turn, did it?
No.
People look stupid
no
when
turns.
They cry.
Oh, there's no turns. We just keep going?
You say? People look stupid.
People
super.
Look stupid when super. They cry. It is fucking super. Let it go, dude.
Oh, shit.
See, James Gunn is so much better at recognizing his own work.
I didn't know you were starting already.
What's he that? Started, yeah.
That's sort of cheating.
Have you ever been in a movie with Mark Wahlberg? Think hard.
No.
I don't think you have.
Have I?
No, I don't think so.
I have not.
We tried to get him in the Italian Job, but he wouldn't play the car.
Play the what?
The car. I was like, come on, Rooker, we'll fucking ride you around the whole time.
A mini Rooker?
Yeah, dude. But he wouldn't fucking do it.
All right, Mark. Thank
you. Hey, before I go, real quick.
By. Oh, real quick.
8:30 tonight, UCB Sunset. If you're listening to this, fuck you. You're late. But if you're in this fucking room, the first five people that say Donnie loves Jenny and go to the fucking box office, you get in for free to that fucking shit.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Fuck you. I'm Groot.
That's why you can't flick my top of my water bottle off, is because every time it gets knocked over, all the water comes out.
I didn't do it.
We got a soggy prize bag.
Oh, dude, did it get my magazine wet?
How many times have you said that in your life?
Thank God we have a new bag.
It looks like it filled up the entire bag.
No, it's all right.
That was a lot.
All right, here we go. Let's get focused.
Focus.
We'll start with James Gunn, because he got the doing lines with Mark. He got the line.
Do I get a point for that, for saying a line from my own movie that I know?
You just get to go first in this next game. It's all rather arbitrary.
All right.
And it's especially arbitrary tonight, because I just decided if Michael Rooker can't remember who he's in movies with, maybe he can remember movies that he's been in, just the names of the movies. And we play a game on this show called Last Man Standing, where the guests take turns naming movies. It's named after Harry Dean Stanton, because when we played with him, he won. And basically, we're going to take turns. I'm going to sit this one out, but you guys are going to take turns naming movies that Michael Rooker has been in.
Okay.
Until you guys, if you can't think of one, you're out.
Okay.
And we'll start with you, Sean, and then we'll go.
We'll start with
James.
Sean.
James, and then we'll go to Sean.
Super.
You took the one that's already been mentioned. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean.
Days of Thunder.
That's right.
Henry.
Full title, please.
Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Wow, that's, I'm scared. I'm telling you, if you didn't have that hat on right now, I feel like I was about to get murdered.
You need a ride home?
Are you one of those part-time Uber guys?
Do you play guitar?
Is that your version of Tinder? You just drive around in an Uber? Say racist shit till they recognize you? All right, back to you, James. Another Michael Rooker experience.
Tombstone.
Yes. Sean?
Slither.
All right, it's going fast.
JFK.
Yes.
Sea of Love.
That was the one he couldn't remember when we were playing Leonard Maltin game. He was like, what was I in with Ellen Barkin and Al Pacino?
Yeah.
That's true. You remember. You got a good memory.
I do, kind
of. Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
Bolden.
That's not a finish. It's not a finished movie.
You're out.
I finished. I finished the movie 7 years ago.
No, I know, but
nobody's seen it yet.
No. He's been reshown.
Movies that
it.
People have seen, or right? Oh, you didn't specify.
Like I'd say 99.9% of your work.
Okay, I'll
the stuff that's been seen.
Okay, I'll go over again, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But what's Bolden?
Bolden is a movie about Buddy Bolden. The birthing of jazz, 1905 period.
Oh, okay. You were really looking at me like I should know who Buddy Bolden is. But the birth of jazz thing really, really filled it in nicely.
Jazz stuff, you know.
And, okay, so I got. Okay, what do you got? What's another one?
Oh, I gotta go again.
Yeah, okay, yeah. James objects.
Days of Thunder.
He wants to win this thing.
Days of Thunder.
Who did?
Sean.
Sean already
no
said.
No wonder it was up front.
Try another one. You can do it. The films of Michael Rooker. Done another one with these guys at the table that hasn't been said yet.
Cliffhanger.
They were not involved in that. No. But good answer.
You're thinking of Haley Joel Osment. The Replacement Killers.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi Burning.
Yeah. Probably his most racist role. Totally MR.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah. No, I know. I remember that one.
Got to be weird when you're in a scene with Willem Dafoe and you're the racist.
He was the FBI agent. That's
yeah,
right.
That's right. He was straight up in that one, but usually he's scary. You guys
yeah,
are
that's
scary
true.
Brothers.
That's true. Tombstone.
I said tombstone. It already. You can do it. I have faith in you. I'm excited.
Hey, Rooker, name a movie you've been in that hasn't been named yet. What is it?
Hey, hang on. I think I've got his spinach. Bring it in. We got some fucking whiskey for you.
Nice. Ah, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, take a drink and okay. Then tell us.
Hold on a minute.
You'll remember. It'll throw you right back to being out on the
one,
road.
Table for one.
Table for one?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Get up. Who was in that? I mean, besides you.
Ellen Barkin.
Is that true? Skeleton Man.
I'm looking that one up.
You don't believe me.
Cliffhanger?
Totally doesn't believe me.
Oh, okay. How about Mallrats?
Yes, Mallrats, of course. Yeah, Mallrats.
It's back to me already?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking for this table for one. I can't find it. So you owe us two?
Table one.
Oh, table one?
No, that's another one.
What's with you and all these unreleased table movies? Were they produced by IKEA and only shown in Norway?
Is there really a movie called Table for One, or are you making it up?
There's a movie called Table for One, and there's a movie called Table One.
No, that you've been in both of them?
I've been in both of them.
Are they related?
Neither one of those are on this list that I'm looking
at. Not related.
Two different directors. Name the director of one of them.
Michael Bregman.
That's pretty good. You're surprised.
I don't even know if there is a Michael Brickman.
Wait, so is it my
Marshall
turn again?
Brickman.
Brickman, Michael Brickman. Marty's Brickman. Marty Brickman's son.
Is it my turn?
Yes. Your turn.
Back to back.
Ooh.
What was that?
It's a delightful.
Back-to-back. You don't know back to back?
Mm-mm.
It was produced by Toto and Japanese producers.
Oh, okay.
And studio.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Ryan in the booth.
Hey.
Hey, Michael is correct, obviously, on Table for One and Table One. But unfortunately, Back to Back was a TV movie.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't say Back to Back.
He did. James.
Oh, what are you serious?
What did you say?
I said Back to Back.
Oh, so James is out. Who could have seen this coming?
Wow.
Sean, can you think of another one?
Well, you didn't specify it had to be a film.
I, nope. You know, meant to. Wait, whose turn was it?
Gina. What was that movie you did with
did
that?
Did you know Back to Back's a TV movie?
I had no idea.
I don't think it is. I think it's a DVD movie.
It was right to DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paid the mortgage.
I like to go with movies that are in theaters, right. But I also liked how exciting this game is becoming.
If it's movies in the,
so
if
James is still in.
If it's movies,
yeah.
If it's movies that are in theaters, then we've only got like four or five titles for Rooker.
There's some good
that
ones.
That is
there's some
so good ones. Not true.
There's some good ones you haven't said yet. Yeah. So we're back on you, James.
What?
You're still in.
Oh, you're still in. You get another chance. You get another chance. Oh, no.
I'm saying you can say another one.
Oh,
you're going to give him another.
It doesn't count.
Oh, it doesn't count?
It's out. TV.
Jesus Christ.
This is about movies. Come on, defend your art form.
Film.
Trigger Effect.
Ooh.
That's correct.
Good one.
God, I wish I could remember the name of that. That crazy sci-fi movie that you did a few years ago that, God damn it.
You're helping him, yeah.
What was I doing?
Yeah, tell him about it.
Was
I acting or something?
Did you do other things on movies?
I don't hurt anyone.
Monster. You must have played Frankenstein at some point in your life.
You're just guessing any kind of a blanket Frankenstein guess.
Who's that child molester? Is that one of his movies?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, no!
Something, yeah.
Something, a movie that starts with something?
All right, I'm out.
All right, Sean's out.
Oh, dude, I'm not
Rooker, what do you
impressed
got?
Impressed with you tonight.
I know.
Sea of Love.
I said,
we've said all. It's like you just
you're saying all my
been
better,
said already.
You're saying all my good ones.
No, there's a lot left. I think.
Not good ones.
What? Sea of Love?
Sea of Love is good. I'm saying he doesn't have many good ones left.
We've only said one in the first 5 years of your motion picture acting career.
Doug, what are you giving him
that's
hints?
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Don't give him hints. He's.
I forgot. I get so.
I know, dude. I know.
You know something?
I'm going to kick your ass.
You are going to kick my ass. Because I'm running out.
How about Days of Thunder? Did you say that one already?
Said
not only that,
twice.
He said it, and then you said it
said
and corrected
twice.
For saying it. So you can imagine how fun it is with lines and him on set.
Yeah, you're just like, just say bully, bully, bully.
Yeah. Oh, no, and you wonder why he gave the same speech at the beginning and the end of the movie. It's because it's the only speech he knew. There was originally two great separate speeches.
Let's see. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You got one?
I got one.
Let's hear it.
I got it.
Okay, then do it.
Okay, well, it's called drama. Yeah, you know.
Drama?
No.
Drama movie?
No. I'm creating tension.
Oh, right now?
Yes.
What is it?
Okay. He's calling his riveting pause drama. I'll translate. It's this fascinating pause that he's taking on. It's dead air. Most of us call dead air. He is labeled drama.
Most of us call it bored podcast listeners.
There's no pause here.
There's no pause. I'm not pausing.
No, you're filling this time.
This is totally filled.
Look, come on. I got more. I got more. So
very
we're
engaging.
Keep going. I got plenty more.
Oh, this
I don't think you do.
If you
I do.
More.
I do
not think you do.
Okay, test All me. Right. Go ahead.
From here forward, you to your okay, one, he has to name two.
Just name one.
Because he cheated the first
Just
time.
Just name one. Right? You can do it.
Okay, I'm ready.
I named two.
Take okay. your time.
I'm ready. Let me think a moment. I want to pick a good one.
Hey, I can tell you, Table for One and Table, those movies didn't appear in theaters, right?
I'm afraid to say some of these because I'm thinking people will actually go look them up and want
He's
to see them.
At, like, Wait. In the booth, they're looking at IMDb Prime. I was looking at Leonard Maltin's Guide.
See,
and
I know,
there's
but,
still a few left.
But
few
I'm telling
ones.
You, Table for One and Table One, if back-to-back is, doesn't count, those movies probably don't
That's
count
That's not
either.
True. Penhurst.
People are going, yep.
That's definitely straight
that's
to
not
DVD.
On, that's not on the
we
list.
We acted in that film. He directed it. That's yeah, you really don't want people
Wait,
looking
Wait, you just pulled out a movie you directed? Like, yeah. It took that long to think
was,
of that?
That was scraping the bottom.
And it didn't. And it was straight to DVD, so
oh,
it doesn't
God,
count.
It was
it's
a
go
lovely
in
movie, was it?
It's got to go into theaters, man.
Yeah.
Oh, straight to... Oh, yeah, oh we got to...
School and name a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
Finish
them
off. I don't have a bunch of them.
What else you got?
I got Jumper.
Mm-hmm.
I got Bastard
hey,
out of Carolina.
Hey, study, you can't stop that.
What?
I haven't said mine yet.
What is it?
What else you got?
Bastard out of Carolina. What?
I don't even know what we're laughing about.
He said Bastard out of Carolina.
What you just
He's just
fucking
gonna
said.
He's just going to copy me.
Okay, don't say two this time. Just one more.
I don't know if I know one more. That's,
you don't?
No. I mean, I get the solo.
I got another one. Can I come back?
Yeah,
what I won't.
Is it?
I won't.
Bone,
yeah, what do you
bone
got?
Collector.
The Bone Collector. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
That was a good one.
Okay, what ones are we? We're,
but I think we're, so. We're going to call James.
We're missing
the winner.
I'm the winner.
Well, he's not the winner. How do you say that? How can you say that?
Because he said a bunch of your movies.
When you couldn't say one.
He said, yeah, he said a few of them.
A dramatic pause can only go on for so long before it becomes that you've lost.
You know, Art Carney could make a dramatic pause last an entire show.
Who did?
You're no Art
an
Carney.
An entire
hey,
show.
Watch it. Hey, watch this.
Hey,
watch
did
this.
You see the Honeymooners last night? Art Carney did a pause Don't for the ruin. Entire show.
Don't ruin the person's thing.
Hey, but what about your first movie ever? What do you think that was, like your first movie role? Like, does that, do you have memories of that?
His first movie role was Henry,
yeah,
Porter,
what about
the serial
it?
Killer.
No,
yeah.
Just any, like any part in a movie. The first time you had a part in a movie.
It was Henry.
No, it was years after that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you were in Light of Day?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Eight Men Out?
Right.
Mississippi Burning?
That's right.
Fucking Rent-A-Cop. Rent-A-Cop.
Rent-A-Cop, that's right.
That's, that, you must have crazy-ass stories from that movie. Or you don't remember a thing about it. Music Box with Jessica Lange.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, Sea of Love, Days with Thunder, then Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. He'd been in a shit ton of
No,
movies.
But he shot that first.
I shot that
first. That was the first one he shot.
Oh, and it came out that yeah. many years
it took,
later.
It took 5 years to be released.
That's awesome. I love it. And also, when it did come out, you were that guy that had already been in a bunch of stuff. You weren't an unknown.
Yeah, but I didn't.
That was like a friend of mine. It was his favorite movie. That's why I don't talk to him.
Which one? Music Box. Henry.
Henry Porter Serial Killer.
What?
Yeah, people that are into that movie.
Yeah, they yeah, you like that movie.
Stay away from them.
You think, why? Why? How come?
How come? It's hilarious. It is one of your more romantic comedies.
Should have been a musical.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Have Let's you ever it. Had a romantic, like, subplot in a movie? Ever?
Yeah.
What was it?
She died after.
What was it? Did you kill her or did she just die?
Nah, somebody else killed her.
What'd you do in the George A. Romero movie, The Dark Half?
It was called The Hard Truth.
Oh, he had a good role in The Dark Half.
Yeah?
The Hard Truth.
And John Singleton's Michael Rosewood? I bet you were a racist in that.
Rosewood, yeah, he was a racist.
Hell of racist Michael, in that.
Do you know the one with Michael
Keys
J. Fox?
Keys to Tulsa, you're
what
probably
about
racist
the one with
there
Michael
too.
J. Fox?
What one with Michael J. Fox?
Yeah. Can you guess what that is?
Wait, what Light of Day.
Light of Day,
you were really great at regurgitating the ones we just mentioned.
This is real, everybody. This is like what I deal with all day long, half of my adult life.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here, and James Gunn is our winner. We don't need to worry about the shithead on the back of your name tag, and the person that you won on behalf of, come get your stuff. Come get your dripping bags. It'll be fun to carry around. You might want to get a backup bag real soon. It's not that much, really.
I see.
And don't forget, who gets the cupcakes? Are you going to keep the cupcakes?
No, I don't want to keep them. Maybe we can spread them.
He doesn't want to keep cupcakes, so take the cupcakes and the mask for sure. You gotta take
the mask. I'll have a cupcake.
There you go. That looks like he took the best one.
And it's coffee one.
Yeah, looks really good. Oh my God. Congratulations, and good job balancing all that.
Thank you, Jocelyn, for the cupcake.
The release date for Guardians of the Galaxy 2,
May 2017, yeah.
May 5?
Something like that, yeah.
Cinco de Mayo, that's perfect. Fantastic. And all these gentlemen...
That's the title, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
You know what, I
think it's Cinco de Mayo in space.
I gotta tell you, it's really not fair to bring up all those movies... Because there's too many of them for me to remember, dude.
It's ending, Rooker. It's over.
Doesn't matter. Next time, he should do something more nice.
Say it quietly.
The Coachella lineup.
Oh yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember it, but it was in the bag, and he took it away.
What was it? What did he say?
At the end of the show, as a consolation prize for yourself, your performance, and Sean's, on behalf of the people you're playing for, they can make me call anyone or anything in the world a shithead, and so that's what I'm going to do at the very end of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
You do that?
Mm-hmm. Did it this last time you were on. I think you were equally puzzled by it. And
people like that when you do that? Mom and Dad, that's not nice. Is that not nice?
Don't call people shitheads. That's the lesson we learned here tonight. Thank you, James Gunn, Sean Gunn, and Michael Rooker.
Thank you.
And as always, Germany dubbing every movie is a shithead. It's an esoteric one. And the lineup of Coachella is a shithead.
Now it's time to jump to watch another party. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in it.